This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cavs 15-0, the third team to have 15-0 in their record and stick there as of right now. Meanwhile, obviously, the big fish out there is 24-0, but you would like to pour some cold water on the idea that the Cavs care about this streak, yes?
I felt like a lot of people get a little carried away with the streak, and that's fine. It's supposed to be fun and all that. I care more about the wins. I care more about how they happen. I care more about the nuances of the game and everything attached to it. Streaks are fun.
You're a nuanced guy. People say that about you.
Streaks are fun. They just don't. It just doesn't do anything for me. It's established. It doesn't do anything for me, Nick. Yeah. You are a streaker.
I'm a
cupper.
You're
a known streaker. We're both cuppers.
I think you're kind of like Nathan. I think you're a half cupper. I'm all in.
Full cup.
I don't think you're full cup.
I'm full cup. Tuesday, Fridays, when they paint those courts that different color because they think that the fans are so stupid that they can't figure out when Tuesdays and Fridays are and they have to signify why exactly you're watching a court with a different color, I'm in.
They're awful. Every court cup is so... As a cupper, I have to say this because I have that kind of pull in the cupping community. They have to stop with these damn courts.
That really is the reasoning behind it, though. Not that they're like blatantly telling everyone that you're an idiot, but that's essentially what the NBA is doing. Is like, we don't think everyone's going to get up on the idea that this is an NBA in-season cup game, and so we have to decorate the court to differentiate.
So is that why the Cavs did the City Connect colors on the court yesterday?
No, that was a different thing. That was trying to push some merch there, Nick.
Well, yeah, but that's wearing the City Connects, but the court had the Tar Heel blue on it as well.
It just was a different day.
Oh, so yeah.
Tuesday, okay. Fridays. Cups are Tuesday, Friday.
But no, I'm aware in what it is. My point is that also the NBA saying you're too dumb to pick up on this because we only have the...
Might be. Like, right, we just, need, yeah, right. If we're going to wear the jerseys, we need to make sure the color scheme goes attached to it. Might be.
Anyway. Go ahead and pour some cold water on and join
us. Well, so you sent me a DM, and it was all sorts of different, like, players being excited for the 15-0 and all this stuff. When the moment that Donovan was not playing in that game is the moment the Cavs told you. They don't really care about the streak.
So they don't care enough to wreck his career?
No. They're playing it smart.
Yeah.
This is a long season. Yeah. Donovan needs his rest. They had it scheduled 2 months prior. He was going to rest that given day, and they followed through with it. If they cared about the streak, then Donovan would have been not only playing in that game, but he would be treating every game like it's Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Or the way
that you would if you were playing in the NBA Finals.
Or they thought they didn't need Donovan Mitchell to beat the Hornets, which they were right.
You wouldn't jeopardize it. You wouldn't jeopardize against the Hornets. Heralded streak like that. You wouldn't put it on the table.
Not with Boston to come.
If it mattered that much, you wouldn't do it.
Not
it doesn't
with Boston
matter that
to come.
Much. Nick, it just doesn't matter that much.
I think it does. I think you're the only person in town. We've had Fedor say it. We've had a countless number of different things of the Cavs saying it matters.
Say it.
I mean, I think you're okay, but he's been the Cavs guy we've talked to the last week.
The Cavs, the people that are involved in it, what do you think they're going to say? Is they, oh, yeah, the streak doesn't matter. Of course they're going to say they like the streak.
I mean, Darius Garland has said it's in his
head. Actions, Nick. Actions. When people tell you who they are, believe them. That's what you told me in the 2 o'clock segment.
Yeah, this
is very
different.
Actions speak louder than words.
This
is
different.
The Cavs' actions are telling me the streak is nice. They care about Donovan Mitchell way more, and that's the right mentality.
Yeah, I think you're just trying to shoehorn something in so you can feel vindicated for this giant L you're taking for the
streak. I do feel vindicated.
I mean, everybody is handing you L's on this, and you just refuse to take them.
You're the only person trying to hand me an L.
I'm not trying to. I've successfully handed you the L. This is now basically becoming a scarlet letter. Or they still have to rest Donovan because of his age and because of the previous knee injuries. And they looked at this as the game they could most likely afford to not lose, but that they can beat the Hornets without needing Donovan there. I think the Cavs proved, like, I think that game proves a lot more about this Cavs team, because I thought the Hornets actually played a really good game. I thought LaMelo was electric last night, and all of a sudden that dude can shoot threes.
It was a 3-point game going into the fourth quarter.
And then the Cavs pulled
away from
it.
Ty Jerome was awesome, by the way.
But I think you might be reading just a little bit too much, just a skosh too much.
Well, I think you care too much about a streak that the Cavs are clearly telling you they don't care as much about.
I think the fans care. I think the Cavs care. They don't care as much as they do about the NBA playoffs. Yeah, no dip. They're enjoying the streak.
Because I think some fans right now are telling me that they seem to enjoy the streak more than even, I don't know, what the NBA playoffs might eventually be.
Where are those?
The mentality people? I'm getting from people like you and
is it because we're
everyone
enjoying
else?
It? Is it because we're enjoying November basketball and
no,
you just have
fine.
To be the person that says it doesn't matter that much? Because
now you're taking it serious. Now you're taking it in some sort of like big serious way, and you know it's not that serious. And you
just
also
making
know
sure.
You also know that
just
I'm not raining
you.
On anybody's parade or anything like that. Am I out here in any sort of way saying don't enjoy the streak?
I mean, you were stabbing frogs in the previous segment.
That was a different thing. That was a different thing.
And
that was Jason Tatum. That was Jason Tatum that was allegedly stabbing these fake frogs.
I love the creativity. I disagree still. Can we just meet there in the middle?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. That's where we're going to be.
I'm good with meeting there.
Now, speaking of panic, has anybody mentioned panic? Oh, no, because we haven't talked about the Browns for half an hour. I got to say, the morning show today, there's a lot of panic, a lot of emotions, a lot of big feelings, a lot of big pertinent questions. And one of them was about Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like you and I have kind of called this collapse, like, in real time as we've gone. And today felt
Nick,
like...
I feel like if the party started at 6:30, we were there maybe at like 5:45 and trying to eat hors d'oeuvres and mingle, and just no one else was there. We got to the party a little bit early.
Much like the frog. And we... And Ken and Anthony showed up at 6:45, so 15 minutes, fashionably late. And today they were panicking. And panicking. I don't know why I keep saying that word. A lot of emotion from Ken and Anthony, including what this losing could do to Myles Garrett.
There's no championship window. And I don't think the championship window, as of right now, is going to be within his time frame. Is it not? When do you think that we're close to winning a championship?
Right.
The guy we're going to win a championship with is not in professional football right now. The quarterback that we'll need is not playing on Sundays. Hell, for all we know, he's still in high school. I mean, I don't know.
So if that's the case, you trade him then, wouldn't you?
Well, you would ask him if he would be willing to accept a trade this offseason.
The guy I saw yesterday seems like he'd be just fine. And I know he's entrenched here. He has the partial ownership with the Cavs. I know he's very involved. He is a fan favorite.
This is
the stuff you talk about when things go off the rails.
So I just think it's interesting that we just, every time they lose, we have to cycle back to should they trade Miles. I'm not saying it's not valid. I'm not saying that I trust Miles' word on the whole idea of I want to be here, because that stuff changes. And I don't think Miles is the kind of cat who will ever publicly say, hey, I'm done losing, I'm sick of this organization. I think it'll be something done behind the scenes, and he'll try and get them to do right by him by not having him take the PR hit. I just don't know why that game yesterday is the game that all of a sudden we're stoking our fears about Miles and his future.
I think it's because he put up a nothing burger on the stat line against a really bad offensive line. One we talked about in the pregame about how that was the game he was supposed to feast. Are you looking at it more like that he just has injuries and that just he's maybe a step or two slow because of that?
Yeah, I don't think he should be playing.
You've said that before.
Like, this is ridiculous. They're 2-9 now, and you've got a guy who clearly is hurting. I don't care what he says. I don't care if he's on the injury report. He's clearly hurting. And there's no need to play this guy at 2-9 other than he wants to play. Guess what? Athletes always want to play. They don't want to look like wusses. The whole game of football is built on it doesn't matter how hurt you are, you play. And by the way, we know that in actual respectable NFL towns with respectable NFL teams, they have no problem going to franchise players and saying, hey, we're going to sit your ass because you're so valuable to us. We can't lose you for any extended period of time, but not the Browns.
And Nick, think about it, though. On the week that we just had where everyone lit Jed Wills apart for making quote-unquote business decisions, that's going to be the week that Myles Garrett's like, oh, I don't think I can do this?
Because the Browns have now – this is thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Because the Browns have played into this. The Browns didn't bench Jedrick Wills because of business decisions. They bench.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bench Jedrick Wills because he came out here and he dared say out in public, out into a microphone, something that made the organization look bad when it came to health. He said, I didn't feel I was healthy enough to play. They cleared me and I had to make a decision best for me. Which, by the way, is actually how they say it is. They tell you the player makes the decision and then the player made the decision and they benched his ass.
Right.
But it's Jed, so I'm not going to cry any tears over that. But this whole thing is set up that, well, it's a player culture. It's a player culture. Okay, at some point, you got to protect the player. If Miles is truly this hurt, and again, we're speculating, but I'm watching him on Sunday.
Nick, we had games where Miles was credited by the broadcast crew of being like, yeah, he told us like the seven different injuries he has, and he thinks that this is a way of leadership. Because we've hammered him in the past for not being the greatest leader, and that was used on a broadcast this year, that was a point of emphasis by Miles for why he's being such a great leader this season, if I can play through all this, then you should too.
Well, and here's the thing about that, because I think that's a great point to bring up here. The specific to what Miles is going through, every time I've seen him on the injury report the last couple weeks, it's no longer the feet that are, it's the Achilles. And that's, so I'm absolutely living in my fears here. So this is emotion. I talked about Ken and Anthony. We're emotional boys today.
Yeah.
I'm very emotional about this.
Okay. Because you've always been emotional about Miles.
If he gets a foot injury, and he just has to have surgery and he misses part of the preseason or part of the offseason. Don't care. But I'm playing this out to his feet injury, plural, feet injury, have his Achilles some level of irritated. If God forbid, in the middle of a 2-9 season, if this dude pops an Achilles and it prematurely impacts his career, I'll never forgive the organization. It's as bad as wasting his time and going up to Miles and go, can I trade you, please? Would you like to be traded? Which seems to be what half this town wants, which is, oh, hey, Miles, you're not happy, champ? Well, we'll go ahead and trade you. Like, I've never seen, and Ken and Anthony are like leading this of like, hey, have anybody asked Miles if he wants to be traded yet?
Hey, do you see how good life is for Zadarius?
Like, good God. Yeah.
How about Amari Cooper?
Didn't you enjoy Miles? Miles, didn't you enjoy Zadarius enjoying that 52-6 win
kind
of the Jaguars?
What question was that?
Like, good God. But listen, I don't mean this as a criticism of them, but it does feel like Ken and Anthony are being fatalistic. I just want to be very clear on that. They're being fatalistic about Miles. Well, because this year's lost, and the next year's going to be lost, and the next 4 years, they're Peter and Perrysburg from 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, where he's like, yeah, the rest of the decade is screwed, so what are we doing here?
Which Daryl Ryder, by the way, co-opted yesterday on Twitter. We'll ask him about it at 6 o'clock.
I'm very surprised that Daryl spiraled out of control in the midst of a Browns losing
season.
Wait,
is Daryl actually Peter and Perrysburg?
That would actually... I mean, I love Daryl and I love Peter, so, and I... Glad I just said I love Peter into a microphone.
There we go.
But
he's back, baby.
That's back to everything. But
I'm killing frogs. Like he's back to the sexual innuendos.
Guys, they lost to the Saints. The bigger question here is why the hell is Miles playing against the Saints? Because I
think he feels like he needs to be tough guy.
And
maybe that is based off of Jed Wills in the week that we just had. But there was a pride that he took in playing through those injuries. Yep. When the games mattered, we need to make a difference here. The games don't matter anymore. Somebody needs to get in his head.
And I appreciate that Miles wants to play. I love when it is a true thing that athletes want to play through injuries because that's my hometown that he wants to play through. But this is where if you had an adult in the room, if guys weren't too afraid for their jobs, if guys weren't actively like in need of like some sort of crisis line like Kevin Stefanski was in the post game after yesterday. I've heard this guy's the same guy every day. Go listen to Droopy Dan, who was on the post game yesterday, who I felt like needed a hug and maybe like, you want me to make you 7-7? You want to sit by a campfire and have some s'mores?
I'd like some s'mores and a 7-7.
I would like all of them
that
right
was really
now.
Good
stat.
Call. Yeah.
But like, I just, like if there were real adults in the room, we wouldn't be talking about trading Miles.
No,
might come to fruition, by the way, because we got some sound to play on it. But like, who's the adult in the room that's going up to Miles and being like, hey, champ, you're too valuable to blow an Achilles against a Steelers team that's going to wax us by 21 anyways.
But you get where the morning show is coming from in a sense. Maybe not the trade stuff necessarily, but the idea that it's either one or the other. Either he's still playing through an injury or he just quit. And you make up your mind whichever one that is. I'm with you. I think it was an injury. I think he's trying to show how tough he is, and I think he's trying to use this as a way to almost get the locker room and everyone set up and ready to go. But he doesn't go goose egg, nothing burger, in the entire stat line of yesterday against an offensive line, Nick, that is five dudes at the park would be a better offensive line than what that is. That is a horrendous offensive line they have.
If I was starting complaints about this team, Myles Garrett wouldn't even be in the top 95. I know Miles is an odd duck. I know he's different than most of the superstars we've had here on, most of the really good football players we've had. We've had like three superstars. I know he's different and he doesn't talk like it and he's just a different cat. I made the mistake 2 years ago of questioning his commitment with the whole car accident thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's playing at 2-9. I mean, just him showing up and playing for these games, he should be making a business decision. He's not. I think that's the bigger sign right now. 216-474-0092. We are going to hear Miles talk about what he's still playing for next on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.